where the country lifestyle was born in you. Celebrate Christmas, country style, at the Christmas celebration of the decade. At historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, "Merry Christmas." They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Everybody, glad to have you with me. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown, and I do appreciate you tuning in. Here are the rules of engagement. They're short and sweet. First and foremost, if you want to interact with the program, it's really simple. All you have to do is send me a text. Well, I mean, the main way to do it is to send me a text message. Here's what you do. You take your phone, you plug in this number, 33103, 33103, and then you start the text with the word Mike or Michael, and you tell me anything, you ask me anything, and you can do that anytime, day or night, even if you're not listening to the program or the podcast or a replay or anything, but something crosses your mind and you're thinking, gee, I got to tell Brown this. So you just text me at any time because I read the text messages all the time. I don't respond to all of them, but I read every single one of them. So text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. The second thing I'd ask you to do is, and everything's on this website, MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. In fact, let me turn around and look at it. So there are posts about different stories we talk about. The podcasts are there. My personal website is there. If you're looking for a local affiliate and when they air or re-air the program, that's there. And, of course, there's some swag. If you want to buy some of Michael's merch, that's all there. So the homepage, the bio, post, podcast, my personal website, local affiliates, Michael's merch, everything's at MichaelSaysGoHere.com. Let me say this about the podcast. I really would appreciate you subscribing to the podcast, but here's how you do that. This is the easiest way to do it. Easiest way to do it is on your phone or whatever you use for your podcast, search for this, The Situation with Michael Brown, because that gets you the weekday program, which airs Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Mountain Time, on a station 630 KHOW, but you can just find it on the iHeart app or wherever you do. But on your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. You subscribe to that podcast, you get all 4 hours of Monday through Friday, so there's 20 hours, and then you get 3 hours of the weekend program, The Weekend with Michael Brown. So you get all the Michael Brown you need. Then I ask you to do this. Follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA for Twitter, and then Facebook and Instagram are at Michael D. Brown. And again, all of those social media icons are over on the website MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So, you know, it's kind of funny. I'm doing this. In fact, I'll just tell you about it. Maybe you guys would like to join too. So I'm doing this tour to Italy. I think it's in April. And it's a gastronomical tour of the Amalfi Coast, which is a beautiful place. My wife and I have been there several times. But this is the area where the Italians go to vacation. And so I've been trying to get the tour director to put up a new website specifically for my tour as opposed to their website, because then you have to scroll through and find it, which is why I say MichaelSaysGoHere.com as opposed to giving you the long URL, the long web address that iHeart uses. So I finally convinced him to change the URL to take it directly to my particular tour, MichaelBrownTour.com, MichaelBrownTour.com. And it's kind of funny because he's a great businessman, but he's not much of a tech person. So I finally got him to do that, And then when I showed him how it worked, he was like, holy cow, that's wonderful. I got to start doing this with all the tours I do. Yep. Yes, you do. Because that way you tell people this is exactly where you go. Don't have to remember a long address. So anyway, if you'd like to go on the tour with us, you might as well join us too. It doesn't make any difference where you live. In fact, the more the merrier. So go to michaelbrowntour.com, michaelbrowntour.com. Check out that trip, and if you'd like to go to us, but I'll just tell you right now, the cost of that trip is amazingly affordable, including airfare. Including the airfare, it's only $52.67. So 12 days of just eating our way up and down, eating all the great Italian food for 12 days up and down the Amalfi Coast. So michaelbrowntour.com, go check it out. History. Let's do some history real quickly. It was this day back in 1773. I'm so used to saying 1776. Back on this day, December 16, 1773, this is when, or that was when, the Boston Tea Party took place. The Boston Tea Party. Everybody talks about the Boston Tea Party, but we don't really know about it, a lot about it, do we? A bunch of angry patriots, a bunch of angry colonists, decided to dump the tea from three ships that had come over from England into Boston Harbor. And the purpose was they wanted to protest the English Parliament on the English Parliament's tax on tea. So here's what happened. In 1767, 6 years before this, the British Parliament had passed the Townshend Acts. Bunch of pieces of legislation. For the first time, they placed a tax on tea and a bunch of other things for the very first time. So the colonists had been over here for a long time. They had set up their businesses, their villages, their little towns, everything. Had great commerce going. Everything was going great. And then across the Atlantic, just like we look across to Washington, D.C., they look at us and go, huh, look, those people are making some money. What we ought to do is we ought to tax the crap out of them. So they did. They taxed tea. They taxed a whole bunch of stuff. And that led to the boycotts of every English good in the colonies. Anything that England, you know, imported to here, to America, we boycotted it, showing the power of the purse. You know, vote with your dollars. Because Parliament repealed the Townshend Acts in 1770, except but for the tea tax. And why did they leave the tax on tea? Because the English Parliament wanted to assert that it did indeed have the right to tax us. So by 1773, the British East India Company, the main importer of tea to England and to the colonies, was going through a really bad financial crisis. The Indemnity Act of 1767, which took away taxes on the British East India Company, that had expired, and that caused the price of tea to go up. So tons of tea that could not be sold at the higher price sat in warehouses in London. So the British Parliament and the King, King George, trying to rescue the British East India Company, They realized, oh, there's all this tea sitting here. So let's pass the Tea Act of 1773. That took away the taxes on the company and allowed it to export its tea directly to the colonies, and thereby passing the middlemen who had raised the price and raised the tax on the end consumers, on the people who were actually ending up buying the tea locally. The Tea Act actually lowered the price of tea in America, but... And here's where there's so much for us to learn. Even though it actually lowered the price of tea in this country, the colonists stood on principle that it was wrong for Parliament to tax us at all because we had no representation in Parliament. So there you get the very origin of no taxation without representation. Now think about that. All because of the price of tea that had actually gone down, but the taxes remained on the tea. So there were seven tea ships that left England for America that year. They came and landed. Well, let me back up. Some of the colonists in Philadelphia and New York actually prevented some of the ships from unloading, while the ship at Charleston, South Carolina, was actually overtaken by the Patriots, and they resold the goods themselves to aid the Patriots in the Revolutionary War. We were guerrillas. We were revolutionaries. I think sometimes we forget the fact that that's why in our DNA we don't trust the government, because we were originally revolutionaries, and we stole the tea, we stole all the goods in Charleston, and then used that money to buy weapons and ammunition and food and clothing and everything else for the revolutionaries. Isn't that great? Oh, I'm not done yet. We'll take a break, but when we get back, we're going to talk about what happened in Boston, because that's where the Tea Party actually took place. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. The Boston Tea Party continues after this.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Great text messages coming in. Appreciate you doing it. Welcome back to Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. We're talking about the Boston Tea Party. Just a short history lesson, because the Boston Tea Party occurred on this day, December 16, 1773. So let's get back to so we know that some ships landed or were prevented from landing in Philadelphia and other places, but some ships made it down to Charleston. And that the goods on that ship were all stolen by the colonists and used to help fund the Revolutionary War. So what happened in Boston? A ship that went by the name of the Dartmouth landed in Boston on November 27. But the people in Boston, the patriots in Boston, prevented it from getting unloaded. Then two other ships, the Eleanor and the Beaver, arrived over the next several weeks, but they weren't allowed to unload either. And then a fourth ship that was on its way to Boston was lost at sea. So had a lot of nice tea floating around in the Atlantic Ocean. Now, by law, ships that arrived in the Americas had 20 days to pay the required custom duties, meaning taxes due on the Dartmouth, the first ships, the taxes due on that ship's cargo had to be paid by December 17. The owners and the captains of the ships volunteered to take the goods back to England. But Royal Governor Thomas Hutchinson would not allow the owners of the ship to leave until the taxes were paid. So then local citizens put armed sentries around the ships to prevent them from unloading. So they couldn't unload, they couldn't pay the taxes, they couldn't leave, they couldn't do anything. Then, on this day, 7,000, I'm always amazed by this. On this day, in 1773, 7,000 people met at the Old South Meeting House in Boston. Now, after the meeting, which was led by Sam Adams, several dozen men, some dressed as Mohawk Indians, marched over to the wharf and boarded the ships. 42 tons of tea from all three ships was dumped into the harbor, so much that the water of Boston Harbor was reportedly brown for a week. Now, the dumping of the tea on this date was important because it meant the tea could not be resold in order to pay the taxes that the crown was trying to collect. Now, the term Boston Tea Party, that didn't get used for almost another 100 years. In fact, a lot of people in this country, when the so-called Boston Tea Party, when it took place, they actually looked down on the event for the first several, probably 20 or 30 years after the Revolutionary War, because they were upset because it actually involved the destruction of private property, something that you and I are, well, generally against. We don't want to see riots, for example, that destroy public property. But this was a war. And this shows again that many of the colonists opposed the Revolutionary War. We don't want to rock the boat. Eventually, though, over time, that event on this date in 1773 came to represent a moment of pride in American history. Why? Because it was a revolt against tyranny. How often do we talk about the tyranny that is overtaking so many aspects of life in this country? And I know that when I talk about tyranny in this country, some people roll their eyes. Well, there goes Brown again, talking about tyranny. He's wild-eyed and crazy, some conspiracy nut. And there he is talking. Oh, yeah, well, you know what? It's in our DNA. And while you may roll your eyes today, there may come a time when you will look back and say, he was probably right. But back to the Boston Tea Party. Parliament, the British Crown, and Parliament responded to the Boston Tea Party because then they passed what are called the Coercive Acts. The Coercive Acts brought a complete halt to self-government in Massachusetts. How? Because the Coercive Acts disbanded the Colonial Assembly, in other words, shut down the Politburo, shut down the legislative bodies, and it also shut down the Port of Boston until the price of the tea was repaid. Now, you may have remember, some of you old enough, some of you young whippersnappers probably don't remember this. The Coercive Acts were referred to by the colonists as the Intolerable Acts. Why do they call them that? These Intolerable Acts, as the colonists called them, were the direct cause of the calling of the First Continental Congress, which met to coordinate the joint response of the United Colonies. You know how often I talk about tipping points in this country? That there will be something. We won't see it coming. We won't know when it happens. We won't know that that is it until it happens. And it will be like the Intolerable Acts. There will be something that will be, and you might not even recognize it when it happens. But you'll look back and you'll go, that's when it started. December 16, 1773, the Boston Tea Party. And then that resulted in the Coercive Acts, which ended self-government. And the Intolerable Acts, as we call them in this country, because they were intolerable, that caused many of the patriots to say, you know what? Let's get together. Let's have our own Congress. Let's have our own meeting, our own assembly, and let's figure out where we go from here. And what did that First Continental Congress result in? Do you know? The writing of the Declaration of Independence. You see, when you think about revolutions around the world, and you think about the revolutions in the course of history, this is why I believe, personally, that the revolution on this continent, back in 1776, was divinely inspired. Because this revolution didn't result in further tyranny, like you see in places like Venezuela or Cuba or Russia after the fall of the czars. No, this one, it resulted in individual liberty, individual freedom, and the Constitution of the United States of America. So we begin with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
So many mesothelioma lawyers, how do you choose the right firm for you and your family? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and here's my advice to you. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As America's largest injury firm, we have more offices, more lawyers, and more caring staff members than any other injury firm in the world. Last year alone, our team answered over 2 million of your calls and recovered over $1 billion for our clients. $30 billion was set aside for mesothelioma victims like you. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, we'll come to you within 24 hours so our team can get to work right away. Wherever you are, whenever you want. Our goal is to get you as much as you deserve. Call us now as the time to file a claim may be limited.
Call 1-800-602-3300. 1-800-602-3300. That's 1-800-602-3300. Call now.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello. Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Well, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. You stayed through another segment. Good for you. Glad to have you back. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. So let's talk about the climate for a moment. Not climate change. Let's talk about literally the climate in California. California is blessed with an amazing geography. I mean, I think when you think about the geography in this entire country, there's so many things that I think are beautiful about this country. I grew up in the Great Plains, in farm and ranch country, the flatlands of the Great Plains. And there's nothing more beautiful in my opinion. I mean, actually, there's a lot of things that are, silly when you use a phrase like that, there's nothing more beautiful than. What I really mean is one of the most beautiful things about where I grew up would be seeing the waving wheat fields that would be golden. And if the sun is just right, as thunderstorms would build up over those wheat fields, those thunderstorms in western Oklahoma would rise up to literally 65,000 feet in the sky. So they would just boil up. You could see the clouds boiling, getting higher and higher. And then the lightning would start striking. And then after the lightning would strike, depending on how far away you were from the thunderstorm, you could hear the thunder begin to roll over those wheat fields. It was wonderful. To this day, I think that is a gorgeous sight. I live on the Front Range of Colorado, where this morning as I was taking the dogs for a walk, I could see the purple mountains majesty of the Continental Divide, the snow-capped peaks of the Rocky Mountains. And I can see all of that from down below where I live in the flatlands in the suburbs of Denver, where there's not already, 100 feet of snow. It's amazing. It's gorgeous. And it's warmer down here, obviously, than it is at 14,000 feet where it's, tons of snow and colder and winds blowing like hell. Lots of places in this country, the Shenandoahs, parts of the east coast of this country. And then California, mountains, plains, the breadbasket, the farming areas, San Diego, San Francisco itself until it turned into a crap hole city, Napa, oh my gosh, Marin County, all of these places, just gorgeous. And despite the arid climate over most of California, a fair amount of rain does fall in California. What's the song? Does it ever rain in Southern California? But almost all of the rain in California flows out to the sea, completely wasted. It could be captured in reservoirs so that, all of the Californians could drink it. But unfortunately, the dumbasses in charge bark that this inconveniences the minnows. Minnows. Like my brother and I used to catch, and then we'd put them in a jar, and they'd eventually die. I mean, we're horrid individuals, aren't we? We were horrid little boys that would catch the minnows and put them in a jar of water and take them home, and our parents would roll. I'm sure they rolled their eyes at us because eventually the minnows would die. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about this. Because in California, if you don't have enough water, you can just drink sewage. You think I'm kidding? The California State Water Resources Control Board is tentatively planning a vote next week to approve a landmark water regulation that would turn sewage into drinking water across California. Now, here's why Californians might have to drink sewage. Because this project is an effort to tackle climate change and the problem of water droughts. Now, there have always been droughts in California. There are always droughts everywhere. Anywhere you turn at any given time, there's a drought somewhere. We've had droughts in California. Then what happened? Oh, we had severe droughts in some of the southern parts of California, and then we had record snowfall. And that snowfall is going to melt off, and unlike California, we don't let the snowfall just melt off and, let it get into the Colorado River and then just let everybody else take it. Nope. We put a lot of it in reservoirs so they have plenty of drinking water. That place that I told you about with the wheat fields, it was so gorgeous as the thunderstorms would roll across. That same bountiful plain is where the Dust Bowl occurred at one time. So, droughts occur all the time, including in California. That's why California's built reservoirs. As for climate change, that is an issue only in the imagination of these dumbasses that want to make you drink sewage. when you think about California's long coastline, when you drive up the one, large-scale desalinization would be an option to turn, you know, water from the Pacific into drinking water, except that would be offensive to the plankton in the water, again, according to the California Coastal Commission. So while there's plenty of water, and there's actually water everywhere, well, so what? Other countries drink recycled sewage. Namibia does. And if it's good enough for Namibia, then, well, why not California? However, according to one report, Namibia is facing a water contamination crisis, and the water is, quote, not fit for human consumption. And a lot of communities in that country are now fearing the outbreak of waterborne diseases. When you expect people to drink sewage, that's very emblematic of California's liberal rule. When you consider that California really is the seat of the entertainment industry, they actually do live in a fantasy land sometimes. So if you end up drinking sewage in California because, well, you got to let the water run out to the sea in order to save the minnows, and you can't desalinate water from the Pacific because that might disturb the plankton, oh, well, sucks to be you. I do not understand. I do not understand why Gavin Newsom can be so popular around the rest of the country when he's turning California into a hellhole that's virtually unlivable. You're taxed out the wazoo. And, oh, did you see the backup on, I think it was on the 110, where the Hamas supporters and the Palestinian protesters shut down like 8 lanes of the highway? Yeah, it's California. One of the, if not the most beautiful state in the entire country. So what accounts for Gavin Newsom's popularity? Because the same people that support those policies in California support those policies in the rest of the country too. And that's what makes someone like Gavin Newsom, who is charismatic, popular, well-spoken, is able to gaslight anybody better than anybody else that I know, that makes him so incredibly successful. Sewage. Oh, speaking of sewage, to get the idea of the caliber of people that we are ruled by, you know, the ruling elite in Washington, D.C., consider that a Democrat senator's staff has been producing gay porn at the U.S. Capitol. Isn't that fantastic? I mean, what better backdrop than, you know, gay porn coming out of the United States Capitol? The graphic video was obtained by the Daily Caller. It was published yesterday after the Spectator reported that an unnamed staffer to Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland was posting the sexually explicit images and the videos to social media. I'm fascinated why people post. Now, I haven't seen the video. I guess I should go find it and watch it, right, so I can speak fully about what I've seen. The video appears to be from a conference room in the Hart Senate office building where Senator Cardin's office is located. Now, Cardin was first elected U.S. Senator from Maryland in 2007. And prior to that, he served for 20 years in the House of Representatives. So let's see, 2007 to 2023, that's 16 years, plus 20 years already in the House. So we got 16 plus 20. If I do my math right, he's been in Congress for 36 years. Oh, by the way, do I need to mention that he's a Democrat too? And of course, he's on board with this. So much on board that let me just tease when I get back. Let me tell you what his reaction is to gay porn. And not that I, you know, don't get me wrong. I don't care whether it's gay porn, straight porn, bi porn. I don't care whether it's, you know, whatever kind of porn, except for child porn. I don't care what kind of porn it is. Have at it, but you're doing it in the United States Capitol, or you're doing it in the Hart Senate office building. Wait to hear what Senator Cardin says. That's next. I'll be right back.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Light. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift from Greg and Nicola Haws, every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Haws family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawsfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Haws Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Into the Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you have. We were talking, I want to go back for just one moment before we get back to the gay porn. I mean, where else can you talk about raw sewage and gay porn and hear about that other than right here, right? So we were talking about how in California, they're letting all the rainwater just run out to the sea because they want to save the minnows, and then they're not desalinating the water that's in the Pacific because they want to save the plankton. And many of you have written and said, but Michael, most water that we drink is recycled. It's from somewhere. And we recycle, you know, sewage all the time. You missed my point. Or maybe I didn't express the point clearly enough. And that is,
California complains about droughts all the time, when indeed it's, even though it's a somewhat arid state, it rains all the time. There's always rain somewhere. They just don't collect the rain. They let it run off. They let it run out to the sea to save the minnows. When they could actually be collecting that, running it through water treatment plants like we do here, like you do in almost every other state, collect it in reservoirs, run it through a treatment plant, send it out to you so you can drink it, bathe, shower, whatever you want to do, water your yard, clean your car off, and it'll go right back. You know, water is, oh, it's a renewable resource. So that's the point. But no, in California, they don't want to do that. Instead, they'd rather bitch and moan about, oh, we're in a drought. Oh, my gosh, we're all going to die because we don't have any water. Yeah. Well, if you would just collect the rainwater, you might be okay. If you would desalinate, look to the west. Go stand up in Hollywood Hills somewhere and look to the west. And see all that water out there? Yeah. It's called the Pacific Ocean. You could desalinate that and use that. Now let's get back to gay porn. Because everybody wants to talk about gay porn, right? And again, I don't care whether it's gay porn or straight porn or bi porn or, you know, whatever porn. I don't care. What I care about is, you're doing this on the job, being paid by the taxpayers, and you're using the Senate office building. In fact, you're using the Senate offices of Senator Cardin from Maryland as your backdrop. I mean, I guess we could call this is Senate gay porn, or this is Democrat gay porn or something. Love is love, says Senator Cardin. A slogan that endorses literally anything. It's kind of liberalese for nothing is true, everything is permitted, and so long as, you know, nobody complains about it, we don't care where you do it or if you're doing it on taxpayer time. The District of Columbia is kind of a toilet. It's kind of gotten clogged up. And even if somehow we manage to flush the toilet that is Washington, D.C., it'll just fill up again. As long as these Marxists continue to infuse the culture with the allowance of this to occur on public property. You know, it fascinates me that, and you have to be, well, you don't have to be, but I try to be. I try to be very discerning here because, again, I don't care if you make gay porn. I don't care if you make bi porn, straight porn. Don't make child porn because, I just might hope somebody, well, eliminate you. So I don't care about the porn aspect of it whatsoever. Many of you may, but I just don't. I'm enough of a libertarian that if that is your deal, then that's your deal. But here's where I draw the line. Don't do it on taxpayer dime. You are an employee of the United States Senate. At least one or two of you are. You're employees of the United States Senate. And then you are doing it. I mean, I guess I didn't mean it that way, but I guess I do mean it that way. You are literally doing it in the United States Senate Hart office building. Get a room. You know what? Just down the street from the Senate Hart office building, because I know this area well, there's a really nice Hyatt Regency. It's a nice place. You might get a room there because you know what? You're paying for the room, and the hotel, the Hyatt, probably doesn't care what you do inside the room as long as you don't damage the furniture. So go make your porn at the Hyatt Regency. And stay out of the Senate Hart office building. And Senator Cardin, what you ought to be saying is, you ought to be saying what I'm saying. Look, I don't care if you're making porn, just don't do it in my office. But no. Love is love. Well, of course love is love. This has nothing to do with love. This has nothing to do with the porn itself. It has nothing to do with what kind of porn it is. It has to do with the fact that you're allowing people that hardworking men and women, not just of your state, but of all across the country, are paying the bills and the salaries for those yahoos, and they're making porn in your office, and your response is love? Yeah, well, my taxes are my money. And I don't want my taxes being used to pay for the backdrop to make porn, regardless of what kind of porn it is. I don't care. Sometimes we need to stop and think about what I'm about to say. I don't care if it's single-handed porn. Let me put it that way. I don't care if it's just single-handed porn of just you as a Senate staffer making your own little porn, sitting in the broom closet in the Senate Hart office building. Stop it. Stop it and go home. Stop it and get a room. Go to the Hyatt. Go to anywhere. I sometimes just have to laugh. Because, one, the absurdity of this going on, and going on in, of all places, a place like the Senate Hart office building, which is the newer of all the Senate office buildings. It's all glass, and it's all great marble, and it's modern looking, and it's new. Yeah, a perfect backdrop for porn. An Australia council member is persecuted for stating a fact. Now, this shouldn't come as a shocker, because we all know now that stating facts is something that can get you in trouble. A Hobart City Council member is under investigation by the Anti-Discrimination Commissioner for inciting hatred after declaring that trans women are actually men. Louise Elliott is now facing a costly formal inquiry by the Tasmanian Civil and Administrative Tribunal in a case which has the potential to restrict freedom of speech. If the tribunal rules against Elliott, she may be ordered to publicly apologize and pay a fine of up to $4,000. Trans women are men by definition. Elliott may be fined and forced to apologize for making a statement that is tautologically true. This is, well, here we go again. Orwellian. Very, very Orwellian. But, hey, who cares? It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Follow me on social media and everything by going to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. And if you want to make that trip with me to Italy, michaelbrowntour.com. I'll be right back.
Immerse yourself in premium nationwide coverage, contract-free plans, and always free activation with Consumer Cellular. Now at your local Target. While you're there, check out our newest phone, the Iris Flip. It's all the phone and camera you need, plus it features a user-friendly design, making it the perfect flip phone. From now to December 16th, you can score $10 off when you buy the Consumer Cellular Iris Flip at Target, making it only $39.99. Visit your nearest Target for the full scoop.
With so many mesothelioma lawyers, how do you choose the right firm for you and your family? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and here's my advice to you. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. Last year alone, our team recovered over $1 billion for our clients. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call us now, as the time to file a claim may be limited.
Call 800-602-2200. That's 800-602-2200. Call now.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Officials say the three Israeli hostages killed by Israeli troops in Gaza by mistake had been waving a white flag and were shirtless.
Anger over the mistaken killings is likely to increase pressure on Israel's government for more Qatar-mediated negotiations with Hamas to release more hostages. The military official, who spoke on condition of anonymity, said the soldiers' behaviour was against their rules of engagement and was being investigated at the highest level. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says it appears the White House is trying to keep pro- and anti-Israel factions within the Democrat Party happy by sending out mixed messages.
And trying to send out contradictory, well, they are sending out contradictory messages about their Israeli policy to try and satisfy both camps in their base. Now, they get away with it in the short term because they're not held accountable by that part of the press they care about.
Talent says gradually anti-Israel Democrats are becoming more disappointed with President Biden for what they see as too much support for Israel. U.S. Senator Joni Ernst says the United Nations has been slow to show concern for victims of sexual assault by Hamas.
You can't do that. And yet that's what the U.N. did.
She says they're showing bias in their role of seeking justice for victims around the world. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans are demanding new policies to address the border crisis to be part of any supplemental spending bill for aid to Israel and Ukraine.
The president has the power to do this. We need to fix the broken parole system, reform the asylum problem there. We have a, you know, return to some of these policies that worked so well to stem the flow during the Trump administration. Remain in Mexico, end catch and release.
That's House Speaker Mike Johnson, who spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network just before he and all other House lawmakers left Washington for their holiday break. More from townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
Some New York state lawmakers want to pluck Chick-fil-A restaurants away from state highway rest stops.
Several pro-LGBT politicians proposed a law requiring any restaurant doing business on state thruways be open 7 days a week. The conservative-owned chicken franchise is not only closed on Sundays, but is publicly against the gay agenda, even contributing to anti-LGBT causes. One lawmaker says while he's not a fan of the brand, it could still keep its location if it changes its closed on the Sabbath policy, something they've declined to do since 1946, so employees could rest and worship if they choose. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A federal judge has denied a request to halt the reintroduction of gray wolves in Colorado, a decision that came just hours before the predator's scheduled release. The ruling allows Colorado to proceed with its plan to search for, capture, and transport up to 10 wolves from Oregon starting tomorrow. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. is returning some antiquities to Greece.
The United States is returning to Greece 30 ancient artifacts, including marble statues, armor helmets, and breastplates, found to have been illicitly removed from the country. The pieces handed over to Greek officials in New York date back from as long as 4,700 years ago to the Middle Ages.
That is Keith Peters, who reports the works were collectively valued at $3.7 million. Some big news from Boeing, who says deliveries of airline planes are up this year. More details from Rhonda Rockstra.
The company delivered 56 commercial planes in November. That's nearly as many as September and October combined. Most of the planes that were delivered to airlines and leasing companies were 737 MAX jets. Deliveries bring in cash because buyers typically pay Boeing a large share of the purchase price at delivery.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got back. In case you were listening last hour, I was busy in the Snooty Fox making some porn. Because if you can do it in the halls of Congress, I'm thinking to myself, why can't I do it in the halls of iHeart? You know, make a little money during the breaks. You know, in the breaks, go out and make a little porn and sell it. You know, with the iHeart symbol behind me and everything. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So in all this congressional, by the way, I guess I should give the rules of engagement. I'm too excited about this next story. The rules of engagement for this program are pretty simple. Even you simpletons in the program can get, even you goober simpletons can get this. So first and foremost, if you want to send me a text message, you want to interact with the program, you send me text messages. And, I'm afraid to say that I've got some real sicko listeners because in that last segment about porn in the Senate office building, well, many of you had, well, let's just say some freaking hilarious text messages. That's the first thing you do. You get on your phone and you type in this number or on your message service on your laptop or desktop. And you type in the number 33103, 33103. And then you start the message with the word Mike or Michael. And then you tell me anything or ask me anything, TMA or AMA. Then the second thing you do is you go to a website that says michaelsaysgohere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. There's a backstory to that I'll tell you someday. On that website, when you land on that website, you'll see the homepage. There are posts of different stories we do. There's the podcast if you want to listen to those. There's my personal website if you want to go to it. There's an interactive map that Premier does for me. It's a great little map that you can find all of the affiliates all across the country when they air the program, sometimes when they re-air the program. And in fact, you'll find, like in the Denver market here, this program airs on Saturdays on one station, and then another station reruns the program on a different station. So, man, you can get me everywhere here in Denver, probably in your town too. And there's some merch if you want to buy some merch. There's a tab for that also. Then you can also find on that same page all the social media icons. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those. I would appreciate follows on social media. My Twitter, I'm sorry, X. My Twitter account, I can't, it's like X. It's monosyllabic. It's like, come on, Elon, give us two syllables. Twitter, X, follow me on X. Sounds like, you know, why don't you follow me on Triple X? Why do you name it Triple X? Follow me on Triple X. Anyway, on Twitter, X, it's at Michael Brown USA, at Michael Brown USA. You want to follow me on Facebook? You want to follow me on Instagram? Those are Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. So that's everything you need to know about the program. So I want to go back to this testimony of the presidents from Harvard, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of Pennsylvania. So the presidents of those three, let's call them Ivy League schools, I would say they were elite schools, but somebody during the week criticized me for calling them elite schools. And I took that criticism to heart. They're not really elite schools anymore when you think about what they're teaching and doing. They're elitist schools, but they're certainly not elite anymore. Anyway, during their congressional testimony, they refused to denounce terrorism. Now, I mean, just think about that. University presidents who refuse to denounce terrorism. And then they refuse to explain whether calls for the genocide of Jews represented harassment or bullying on their campuses. Well, it depends, as the president of Harvard, President Gay, said, well, it depends on the context. Really? Genocide? The killing of an entire race and religion of people? And you can't tell me yes or no whether that represents harassment or bullying? Now, if you're a parent of a child, and they are children, going to one of these elitist schools, you might be wondering where the $80,000 a year that you pay in tuition is going and whether the education your rugrat's getting is really worth that price tag. American taxpayers who can barely afford an Ivy League education but are equally disturbed by the moral rot that they're seeing might be even more alarmed to discover that you're actually paying for part of this. Oh, but Michael, none of my taxes go to Harvard. They got a, you know, like a $6 billion endowment. And MIT, they get all, you know, no. University of Penn, no. Well, I'm here to disavow you of your ignorance. Now, parents should be free to pay for any form of education they want. But the fact is, American taxpayers contribute more to Harvard than the parents of Harvard students contribute to Harvard. Michael, that can't be right. Do you know the prohibitively expensive universities that turn out students who believe that just open anti-Semitism and that championing terrorism are forms of justice do so on the taxpayer's dime? I know that many people think that, well, you know, Michael, I live in Colorado. For example, that's where I live. So I know that part of my tax dollars go to fund higher education in the state. So I'm funding the University of Colorado at Boulder, party school. I'm funding the Colorado State University. I'm funding, you know, the University of Northern Colorado. I mean, I'm funding a lot of that stuff. And I'm kind of getting to the point. May I be honest here? I'm always honest. I think what I really mean is, can I tell you what I'm really thinking? Sometimes I have to catch myself. And I think, you're talking to, you know, well, on the weekend, considering I got, what, almost 350 affiliates, I'm talking to, well, 350 people. One person per affiliate. That's the maximum we can do. I sometimes think, maybe I'll stop and think about what you're saying. And then I think to myself, why? I don't do that otherwise. I'm always just blurting out what I think. Here's what I think. I don't think taxpayers should be paying any part of higher education anymore. I don't think we should fund any of it. But Michael, oh my gosh, all of these kids have to get a degree in, I don't know, whatever, basket weaving. No, they don't. Or if they need to, that should be fully the responsibility of parents. Why should I fund any of that? Why should I fund the buildings, the campuses, the electricity, the lawn maintenance, the capital improvements, the football stadiums, the basketball courts? Why should I fund any of that? The chemistry labs, the biology labs. Why should I fund any of it? Let those who use it funded. But Michael, it's for a public purpose. It's for the public good. Really? Do you honestly think that what we're churning out of higher education is really for the public good? Go talk to a recent college graduate and come back and tell me how that's working out for you. You know why? Because all of these universities enjoy tax-exempt status as educational public charities. But are they serving the public interest? And how much of the lessons that students are learning at these wealthy public charities, what's it costing you? Well, we now know. And when we get back, I'll tell you. Because somebody did an audit and started, and they went to a website, which I will tell you coming back from the break, that you can go check it out for yourself and find out just how much you might be funding Harvard. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Follow me on Twitter at Michael Brown USA. Do all the other stuff too. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike? Why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, you stumbled into the weekend with Michael Brown. I'm glad that you did. Here's what you do. You text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103. Just start your text message out with either the word Mike or Michael, and then tell me anything or ask me anything. I read them all the time. I can't and don't respond to all of them, but you can trust me on this. I actually do read every single one of them. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All of that's at all the icons for that is at michaelsaysgohere.com. And then be sure and subscribe to this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. So on your podcast app, you search for The Situation with Michael Brown, and then that gets you all of the weekday program and the weekend program, all the Michael Brown you want, which I know is a lot, right? Really? Shocked. Okay, back to all this controversy about these college presidents is a legitimate controversy. And I think their inability to unequivocally state that it is against the student code of conduct at Harvard, MIT, or Penn to call for the genocide of an entire race and religion of people, their inability to do so, in my mind, makes them unqualified to serve as presidents of those colleges. But the other story that most people are missing is that these are indeed partially publicly funded schools. But Michael, they're private schools. Yes, and they are partially funded by your tax dollars. The auditors at openthebooks.com, there's the website, bingo. Go look for yourself. Openthebooks.com. That's a nonprofit government spending watchdog that I've subscribed to their website for years. So they examined 10 universities, the Ivy League, and then Stanford in California, Northwestern in Chicago. They found that during a five-year period between 2018 and 2022, those 10 universities collected $45 billion in taxpayer subsidies. Taxpayer subsidies, special tax treatment, and direct federal payments. In fact, these universities collected a stunning $33 billion in federal contracts and grants. Now, let me just put a footnote right there. When I talk about federal contracts and grants, this is the politicization of scientific research. And I may be stepping on, for example, some of my own family members' toes, because my son, who teaches at a medical school, I know that their department gets a ton of federal grants. And I've talked to him about it. And I've told him, that I have an objection to it. That, I just think that these grants ought to come with no strings attached. And he assures me that the grants he does, that he never does anything like, direct the results one way or another. He just does the research. But I'm still bothered by it. I do recognize that some federal grants result in research that has a positive outcome that improves medicine or improves some sort of scientific breakthrough. I get that. But at what point do we say enough is enough? This is another example of my example that government programs always metastasize like a horrific cancer, and it just spreads. It just grows and grows and grows and grows. And there's never any limit to it. And then once it grows and grows and grows, I don't care what Congress does, those yahoos in Congress can never trim it back at all.
Oh, you can trim yours back, but I'm going to trim mine back. Oh, I despise them.
The 10 universities that OpenTheBooks.com looked at profited handsomely from nonprofit tax breaks amounting to a benefit of about $12 billion. The wealthiest of these 10 universities pay, and I would say pay only. I was going to say pay, I'm about to give you a percentage, but I'm going to say pay only. About 1.4% in what's called excessive endowments tax
on their gains, whereas wealthy individuals like you and me, well, we pay 23.4% on our capital gains. So when their endowments exceed a certain amount, they have to pay a 1.4% tax on it. When you and I, you know, buy a share of stock, or we invest in a company, or we invest in a startup or whatever, and we start making money and we enjoy capital gains, we can pay up to 23.4%. How's that fair? The University of Pennsylvania. Now, the president there, Liz McGill, has since resigned. She actually seemed to smirk at the idea of being questioned by Congress. If you go back and you watch videos of her testifying, she sat there like a pompous, I can't say it. She sat there like a pompous a-hole, like, I'm the president of the University of Pennsylvania, and you're just a dumbass congressman. Well, you know what? The congressman she happened to be talking to that was doing directing the line of questioning, she has a degree from Harvard herself. The University of Pennsylvania collected $3.7 billion in U.S. government grants and contracts, mostly for research. Over the same five-year period, their endowment ballooned to $21 billion from $13 billion. Now, my question is simply this. This applies to all of these universities. If you have an endowment of $21 billion, and that endowment is being properly managed, that means that you are sloughing off an awful lot of income every year that you could use to pay for the research yourself. But you don't. You depend upon the federal government to do it. What is, for example, the University of Pennsylvania doing? It deposits a ton of money into its coffers. In September of this year, the University of Pennsylvania sponsored something called the Palestine Rights Festival. If you go look that up, the Palestine Rights Festival is dedicated, quote, to celebrating and promoting the cultural productions of Palestinian writers and artists. But they showcased writers and artists that are deemed to be anti-Semitic by the Anti-Defamation League. Pink Floyd's Roger Waters. And a self-avowed anti-Semite. After the massacre on October 7 in Israel, and reports that at least one baby's remains were found in an oven, one of the participants in that festival tweeted out that, found in the oven with or without baking powder. Yeah, you're funding that, believe it or not. OpenTheBooks.com. Go check it out for yourself. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. It's, glad to have you this weekend. When we get back. Oh, you know, I want to talk about something going on local. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Your guts. Go with Dynavite. 70% of your dog's immune system is based in the gut. So for overall health, good nutrition is vital. But how can you be sure your dog is getting the nutrition they need? A diet lacking proper nutrients can present issues like itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. Dinovite. Dinovite is the delicious nutritional supplement created to boost your dog's overall health. And the reviews are incredible.
Poor Sam. He was a mess, always itching. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dinovite, I started to see improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Right now, try Dinovite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at Dinovite.com/radio. That's Dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over 1 million pets helped with Dinovite.
Whether you're born country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas, country style, at the Christmas celebration of the decade. at historic Haas Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Haas Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Haas Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichaasfarms.com or simply head out to Haas Farms and yell, "Merry Christmas!" They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Haas.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
This is the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. You know, if you want to interact with the program, you simply send me a text message on your phone or in your message app, wherever it might be. You type in this number, 33103, 33103. Then you start your message out with the word Mike or Michael, and you tell me anything, a TMA, or you ask me anything, an AMA. If you want to follow me on social media, find the affiliates, subscribe to podcasts, whatever it might be, go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. I want to do a local story, but I know that this applies in many places all across the country. And I first want to talk, before I get to the specifics of the story, are you familiar with the website Nextdoor? I think they have an app also. It is freaking hilarious. And it's hilarious because I've never seen more a greater group of whiners in my life than the people on Nextdoor. And they say some of the craziest things, and they ask the craziest questions, and they have the most irrational responses to people, and they pile on people. I think this is a bunch of 12 or 13-year-old girls. I think everybody on Nextdoor is a 12 or 13-year-old female. Oh, Michael, that's stereotyping. You've been around a bunch of 12 or 13-year-old girls, and you know exactly what I mean. In fact, if you have time, which I know you do because you're listening to me, if you have time, you ought to send me a text message about the funniest story that you've read about on Nextdoor. I've been following a thread because it does actually involve something that I'm curious about. And I'm determined that I might actually do an open records, a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. In Colorado, we call it the Colorado Open Records Act. We call it CORA. So I might do a CORA request in Colorado. The underlying story is this. And the question I have, which I'll just put the question, I'll bury the lead here, so I'll put the question out first. Do you have these kind of cameras in your locale? And if so, how are they using the cameras? And are there laws or rules or regulations that allow you to avoid paying these fines? Michael Brown's trying to figure out a way to avoid paying a fine. No, because I actually haven't gotten a ticket. My wife might have gotten a ticket, but not when we haven't gotten one in the mail yet. So here's the story. In Colorado, much like you already have in California, and I know you've got them in Texas, I'm sure you, I just can't imagine that you don't have them in most major metropolitan areas. But you have express lanes, right? So you're on in Colorado, you're on, and I like to jokingly call it the 25. We call it I-25 here, but I like to refer to it as the 25 to make it sound more Californian, right? Because Colorado's turned into California. So I'm talking about the 25 or all in the 70. On the 25 and the 70, they've built these express lanes. And the express lanes have been around for several years now. And people do, and I know it's dangerous sometimes, if you're stuck in traffic, people will jump into the express lanes, and you never know if you're getting ready to pull out too, there might be somebody behind you already in properly in the express lane that might be approaching, you know, at 70 miles an hour, and you're starting from about, you know, 20 miles an hour. So I understand the danger of it. But in Colorado, here's what they've done. They've put in these, I was going to call them surreptitious, because most people don't notice them. Now, they've had a public campaign trying to explain to everybody, hey, you're on camera. And if you improperly enter the express lane, you're going to get a ticket. But here's what I can't figure out about the cameras. The cameras only point in one direction. The best I can tell, they only point in one direction. So let's just say, for those of you out of town so you fully understand the picture I'm trying to draw here, let's say that I'm westbound on an interstate called 470. So I'm westbound on 470. I've looked at these cameras as closely as I can, driving at 75 miles an hour. I've tried to look at the cameras as closely as I can. They're on black poles. They're covered by black, you know, weather shields. And they're pointing westward also. So that means they snap a photo of the rear, of the back end of my car. And they get a photo of my license plate. But wait a minute. You can't charge me because you don't know that I'm driving. Because at every red light camera that I know of anywhere in the country, a red light camera, the camera is also not only capturing the rear end of your car, it's capturing the front of your car. Why? Now, in Colorado, except I don't do it on my, I don't do it on my BMW. In Colorado, we're required to have plates on both the front and the back. But that's not the real reason they want to capture the front. They want to capture the front because they want to capture the picture of the person that's like a deer in the headlights caught driving through the red light, you know, driving past the yellow. And so they snap a picture of the front so that they know that, oh, you have the opportunity to say that if somebody else is driving your car and they happen to bust through a red light, then you're not responsible. And neither is the car responsible. So I'm trying to figure out how it is on these express lanes that you could capture only the rear end of the car, capture the plate of the car, and send me a ticket for using an express lane when indeed I'm not driving the car. And you have no proof that I'm driving the car. Don't give me this crap about driving as a privilege. If you want me to go off on a tangent and chase a squirrel about driving being a privilege, well, you've come to the right libertarian place, because this whole crap that we get sold from the time that you're like 10 years old that driving is a privilege in this country is a bunch of bull crap, in my opinion, but we'll address that on a different day. Do you have these kinds of cameras where you live? And do they capture only the rear end? And has anybody ever contested it? Because my legal theory is this. Forget this whole privilege crap. Now, honestly, I don't loan my cars out. Well, I should say, generally, I don't loan my sports car out. I might loan my Jeep out. And right now, our daughter and son-in-law are in town, and we've loaned out my wife's car to them so they can get back and forth because, you know, they need two cars. It's a long story short, they need two cars. They have a car. So let's say my daughter's driving my wife's car, and she violates the double white line on the express lane, and they capture a picture of the tag of the plate on my wife's car going westbound, but no picture of anybody driving. How is it constitutional? How is it lawful? How is it legal to charge an individual who happens to have the registration and the title to that car in their name to charge them with this is a moving violation, this is a civil penalty assessment, but how is it legal to charge the vehicle when the titled and registered owner is not the one that is committing the violation without having a photo of the front facing of the windshield as it engages in the violation? I started reading about this on Next Door this morning, and I laughed out loud, because many people talk about, oh, you're just trying to get out of a ticket. Or, oh, you just don't want to obey the laws. Or, oh, you just don't want to do that. They're trying to make every excuse in the world. When I'm looking at it truly from, you know, once again, here we are under government surveillance. Now, and again, forget the safety aspect of it. I don't give a rat's ass about the safety aspect of it. And I mean that as horrible as that sounds, I don't. I'm troubled by the idea that somebody could be driving my car, and they might violate an HOV regulation, and then I get the ticket for it. I didn't do it. But you see, we in this country have become so conditioned, so brainwashed, and quite frankly, so afraid. Now, in Colorado, we have a rule that says that if you don't pay it within X number of days, then that municipality has a certain number of days to serve you personally with the summons for the civil penalty. Otherwise, it gets thrown in the trash can. Well, wait a minute. If they don't serve you personally, because, well, let's just take the example of my daughter's driving my wife's car right now, and my daughter violates the express lane, and my wife gets a ticket in the mail. that says your vehicle on this date at this location violated the express lane, shouldn't she have the right to make the claim that she was not driving? And if there's no front-facing camera, how do they prove otherwise? But so many people the next door were just like, but we don't care. You're just trying to get out of a ticket. No. I'm talking about the law. I'm talking about our civil rights. I'm talking about due process. I'm talking about, wait a minute, how can you charge my car? If you want to charge me, which they can't in Colorado, because they can't withhold for red light cameras or speed cameras, they cannot put points on your license, and they cannot refuse to register your car or to renew your plates for any of these camera violations. Well, if that's the case, why is anyone worried about any of it? Someone explain that to me, would you? Hey, coming up next, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. I want you to get ready. Have you been to the grocery store? Egg prices coming up next. Text the word Michael to 33103. Going to talk about the price of eggs. I'll be right back.
With so many mesothelioma lawyers, how do you choose the right firm for you and your family? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan, and here's my advice to you. Do your research. Results matter. Reputation matters. As America's largest injury firm, we have more offices, more lawyers, and more caring staff members than any other injury firm in the world. Last year alone, our team answered over 2 million of your calls and recovered over $1 billion for our clients. $30 billion was set aside for mesothelioma victims like you. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma, we'll come to you within 24 hours so our team can get to work right away. Wherever you are, whenever you want. Our goal is to get you as much as you deserve. Call us now as the time to file a claim may be limited.
Call 1-800-602-3300. 1-800-602-3300. That's 1-800-602-3300. Call now.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. love brings you home.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I don't know why you do it, but I appreciate you doing it. Well, here we go again. Gas prices are going down. At least they are in Colorado. I can't speak for where you live. Do you know that U.S. oil production? U.S. oil production is actually steadily increasing. We either I haven't checked this week, but I think maybe sometime this week we may have actually gone over the edge in oil production and have become a net exporter of oil once again. If that's true, that shows the resilience of the oil and gas industry and their ability to continue to, you know, eke out a profit regardless of all the attacks by the Biden administration. But while the price of gas is going down, grocery prices continue to go up. And, of course, the price of eggs is about to skyrocket once again because now there's an avian flu outbreak that's fueling the latest round of inflation. Kevin Berquist from Wells Fargo Agri-Food Institute says this: seemingly every day there's an announced infection site which not only physically reduces the actual number of egg layers but also casts a negative psychology over the entire egg market. The reaction to supply stress is price increase. That's a brilliant statement. Because, listen again, every day there's another announced infection site. Now, if you personally heard, whether it's SARS-CoV-2, COVID, it's, you know, this dog flu running around, whatever it might be, every single day that there's another announced infection site, that not only reduces the physical, the actual number of egg layers, but casts a negative psychology over the entire egg market. So if you think about SARS-CoV-2 or COVID or any other kind of malady that might hit human beings, if that's all you ever hear, bam, 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 bam. There's more. It's happening everywhere. Psychologically, you start thinking it's getting worse, it's getting worse, it's getting worse, and you react accordingly until you reach the point either that you have succumbed to the fear-mongering or you've just given up about everything. I think the egg market teaches us a lot about human psychology, too. This guy from Wells Fargo goes on to say that the reaction to supply stress is price increase. Well, what's the reaction to media stress? What's the reaction to any sort of stress if you just continue to be bombarded with negativity? Well, you either shut down or you yourself become negative. The best part of 100 million birds being killed across 2022 and 2023 trying to curtail the flu. October of this year, just a month and a half ago, saw 1.4 million birds killed. November saw a whopping 8 million birds killed. In just the first part of this month alone, more than 4 million birds were slaughtered in just the first couple of weeks of December alone. Now, the height of this outbreak comes when egg prices are going up anyway because of Christmas. Because Christmas time is one of those times when egg consumption goes up for holiday meals, eggnog, all that kind of stuff. So naturally, every year, egg prices go up during Christmas time or during holiday season. So what else is going to go up? Bidenomics. It's wonderful, isn't it? So in the context of all these egg prices going up, well, indeed, we have to admit gas prices are going down, not because of anything that Biden's done, but because oil and gas producers in this country see a tight market in the international oil and gas market, and so they start producing more because they know they can eke out a profit now. And even though they're eking out a profit, which I want them to do, they're producing more, still making money, and that's good for us. But in the latest economic projections that were released Friday by the Congressional Budget Office, they say that, well, we successfully evaded a recession in 2023. And they predict that we will avoid a recession in 2024. Although, that's where most media stops. It does project sluggish economic growth for the next year. Now, I don't trust the Congressional Budget Office as far as I can throw it. They forecast a 1.5 expansion in real GDP for next year. But that's a decrease from this year's, unless it gets revised downward, 2.5% growth. But you know what it's, do you know what the growth, the drop in the growth is attributed? Reduced consumer spending, reduced commercial construction. And in the labor market, the unemployment rates are predicted to actually rise from 3.9% to 4.4% by the end of next year. Bidenomics is just not working out. So while the economic outlook and the avoidance of recession is positive news, the end of next year is going to be a real challenge when it comes to the presidential election. A softening labor market and continued inflation, albeit at a slower rate. Not good. Hey, when we get back, another history lesson. The Bill of Rights had a birthday yesterday. It's coming up next. Text the word MicroMichael to 3322.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DynaVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
when people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.